The Bristol Poetry Festival is one of the highlights of the city's summer. You might see the summer poetry season as a poor relation of more popular music festivals, think WOMA, think Glastonbury. But I went to the first event of this poetry festival, the Dead Poets Slam, at the Lansdowne Pub in Clifton to see what you'd be missing. The busy event programme of the Bristol Poetry Festival is put together by the Poetry Can organisation, and it's very broad ranging, from open floors where new poets can read, to poetry shows with the UK's most exciting performance poets. But a poetry slam is something very different to a reading. It's more of a poetry performance. I asked the organiser of this event what he thought about poetry slams. So I'm here with Trevor Carter, who's organised tonight's event. It does sound a slam, sounds a bit more like a kind of baseball game or a tennis tournament to me than a poetry festival.
Well, it's an American term, because the slam poetry movement started in America.
Right.
So maybe that's where the baseball analogy comes from. Mm. Yeah, it's competitive poetry, so the contenders have 3 minutes to present their stuff, and then you've got a panel of judges who mark give a mark on their presentation. So it can work through a series of rounds it's quite intense.
You have three rounds tonight. There are three rounds in total. And who are these events for? Who are you expecting to watch, listen?
Well, it tends to be like tonight. So what I try to do is pitch to a more slightly more mainstream audience. So I get people in who generally wouldn't come to poetry events by getting a bit of cabaret with it.
Right.
So I think that helps to attract people who probably wouldn't come to other poetry events.
Yeah, because we had a great musician here as well.
Yes.
So poetry events are for everybody. They're not just for, you know.
And generally, you know, you want something fairly light and humorous too. It's nice to have the diversity. What I enjoy is that.
And I mean, can people come along to more of these events?
Well, there's all the details in the brochure, so there's quite a lot of events going on at the moment.
This is the brochure for the Bristol Poetry Festival.
Bristol Poetry Festival, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So when that's finished, what will people be able to see, like, week to week?
Week to week? Well, there's a thing at a place called Halo where they have things fortnightly. I run a literary event once a month. That's a little bit more serious. So
What's that called?
That's called Between the Lines. So I have a guest writer, and they come along to the performance, then I interview them and we talk about their influences. That's a different kind of, it's more in-depth thing.
So people should look out for Between the Lines.
Between the Lines,
Halo.
Yeah, and that is, Between the Lines is, well, it's a concept I developed. And it's one of those on the 9th of October with Susan Richardson, who is, was on Radio 4 recently as a guest poet. I think she's done some television work as well. So, yeah, she's somebody who's, I try to look for people who've got a bit of kudos in the literary world.
So poetry isn't just for people who sit there and read Wilfred Owen, it's really quite a thing.
Well, there's a huge range. You know, there are people who what we call the sort of page poets, who are much more, it's much more cerebral, and this is much more lyrical and emotional. So I enjoy some aspects of both, but I probably lean towards the latter. Really.
Yeah. Oh, Trevor, thank you so much for organising tonight's event, and we'll look out, let's see what the outcome of tonight is.
Indeed. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. It's about 5 minutes before the start, and I'm here with the seven other competitors and also a musician, which is very exciting. So I'm really nervous because I've never done it before. I've rehearsed and rehearsed and realised that the more you do it, the worse it is. But the atmosphere is really cool because it's all quite slick. They've done the place up nicely. There are a few people dressed up and there are a few people with no props, some people with props. So let's get on and let's see who's reading. So it's nothing like a rap contest. There is no graffiti and there are no black hoodies. This is a very classy Clifton pub and the MC is just warming up. So Trevor Carter is just about to introduce the night.
Hello and welcome to the Dead Poets Slam 2009.
Hooray!
Hooray! So we'll have these eight contenders in the first half, and our honoured judges here will then evaluate their efforts based on how well they represent the oeuvre of the relevant poet. If you make a bit more noise for people who you feel particularly impressed by, the judges may take that into account. Okay. So here is Martin Greenstreet presenting A.E. Housman.
Now, of my 80 years, 20 will not come again. And take from 70 springs a score, it only leaves me 50 more. And since to look at things in bloom, 50 springs are little room. About the woodlands I will go, to see the cherry hung with snow.
From Marriott Edgar.
King Harold, he won the advantage. On the hilltop he took up his stand, with his knaves and his cads all around him, on his horse with his hawk in his hand. The Normans had nought in their favour. Their chance of victory seemed small, for the slope of the field were against them, and the wind in their faces and all.
Ah, why, because the dazzling sun restored our earth to joy, have you departed, everyone, and left a desert sky? All through the night your glorious eyes were gazing down in mine, and with a full heart's thankful sighs, I bless that watch divine.
I'm weary, sir, and lying in a man's bed, I'm fleed, it mock me eerie, sir. I'm our young to marry yet. I'm our young, 'twould be a sin to tuck me frae my mammy yet. Hallow Mass is come and gane, the nights are lang in winter, sir, but you and I in a bed. In truth, I dare not venture, sir, I'm our young to marry yet.
Although a poem is only a little word machine, as William Carlos Williams says, although art doesn't solve problems but only wears them out, as Susan Sontag says, yet a poem is the only sword and shield. For in principle and essence, it is not against tyrants, against automobiles, against madness and cancer and the gates of death.
Kate Austin as Alexander Pope.
Descend, ye nine, descend and sing, the breathing instruments inspire. Wake into voice each silent string and sweep the sounding lyre. In a sadly pleasing strain, let the warbling lute complain, let the loud trumpet sound, till the roots all abound. The shrill echoes rebound, while in more lengthened notes and slow, the deep, majestic, sullen organs blow. Hark!
The loud and long.
I knew a man who used to say, not once, that 20 times a day, that in the turmoil and the strife, his very words of public life, the thing of ultimate effect was character.
So I've just finished. There were a lot of poets reading. There were a total of 8 of us, and I came on 7th, and I'm really glad I wasn't on 1st. There was everything from A.E. Housman to Dorothy Parker, who was dressed up with a boa and everything. But I did Pope with a laptop, pretending to be in the Ministry of Defence, which was great fun. And somehow I've got through to the second round, so let's see what happens next. This is Sally, Trevor Carter's wife, who's judging, a bit like Just a Minute. So Sally, we're next to the second round. How does this work? What happens now?
Okay, Katie, what happens is that the 3 poets who got the highest scores in round 1 are going through to the second round, and we'll have another poem from each of those, and then the poet who's judged the best out of those 3 will be the winner of the Bristol Poetry Dead Poets Slam for 2009, and they will, after the little ceremony where they'll get a huge round of applause and a little tiny prize, they will get to do a final poem just so that everyone can hear one last poem from the favourite dead poet of 2009.
So it's the end of the night, and I've just returned home having won second prize in my first ever poetry slam. Totally unexpected. I really enjoyed the event. It wasn't the kind of thing I expected to enjoy. I thought it would be really fuddy-duddy, and it really wasn't. There was quite a range of poets present, and I've got a feeling that every single poetry slam will be different. So would I recommend this to anybody else? Yeah, I think I would. Not just if you love poetry, and in fact, perhaps not if you like poetry, because it's a good way of getting into it, and Bristol's actually a really vibrant scene for the people who go out there and speak the word in local cafes, pubs, events like this. You do have to look out for them, because it's not the kind of event that's posted everywhere. But if you look up Poetry Can on the internet, you can find a whole list of events that are around the city. And during the Poetry Festival, this early September, it's been the perfect time to be introduced. I was really surprised to get this far, and I've really enjoyed it. So yeah, this is Katie Austin for Dialect Radio, quite enjoying the words.